Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I'm beginning a new series. Amen. I believe at the direction of the Lord. I'm excited about this direction. The Lord spoke to my heart that there were two areas and two directions. I'm going to be starting another series on Friday night. If you hadn't been coming on Friday night, you really been missing out. I'm telling you, that's part of your spiritual training. Amen. It's Friday nights too. Of course, we have prayer on Wednesday night. But I know a lot of you drive a long ways. But, you know, if the Lord's directed you to hook up and be a part of this family, then you are, in a measure, responsible for what goes on here. Whether you're here to hear it or not, you'll be responsible for what comes out here revelation-wise because it was available to you. And beside that, it's not just about you having good attendance. It's about you being fed up and strong in your spirit. Amen. Amen. Having your answers and being ready for no matter what happens in life. And being an overcomer. Yes. Hallelujah. We shouted Friday night because we're not victims. No. We're not victims. No. We're victors. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Woo. I like it. But the Lord dealt with me, you know, the Lord has told us, given me direction as the overseer, human overseer of the church, specific things at different times from the time the first service we had. And he's given me some other things just recently. He said he told us he's growing us up quickly. Yeah. You remember that? Yeah. He's growing this church up quickly. Well, I mean, that's obvious just from the natural standpoint, but I mean, even more so spiritually. And I believe it's going to be in fruit, in effectiveness, in results. Amen. In your lives and then with you. But then the Lord dealt with me that he's giving us now that there was to be things for us to develop spiritually and things for us to develop naturally because we live in both realms, don't we? We're spirit beings, and we worship God in spirit, but then we live in this world. And so we're going to begin with the spiritual side of it. He said, this is the next thing for your spiritual development, and this is the next thing for your natural development. So we're beginning this morning on the next thing for our spiritual development. I believe it was the leading of the Lord that we camped for months on how to be led by the Spirit. The Spirit-led life. Don't you? I believe that. Well, here's the next thing for our spiritual development. Would you turn, please, to the book of James, the 5th chapter, James 5, and the book of Isaiah, the 56th chapter. James 5 and Isaiah 56. James 5 and Isaiah 56. I'm excited about this direction. It's an answer to our prayer and our desire. I have a desire for the move of God. Amen. For the greater manifestations of God's presence. Amen. It just suits me wonderful. If God manifests himself so big in this place that all of us had our nose pasted in the carpet for 3 days and couldn't move. And all we did was whisper, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. Well, it's not about me being an amazing preacher. It's not about you being the most perfect Christian. When we do what pleases him, he will manifest himself to us. Did you hear me? When we obey him and our services and what we're doing and what we're believing, what we're saying, what we're preaching and prophesying and singing, when it pleases Him to the greater degree, He will manifest His presence in our midst to a greater degree. Amen? It's a fact. You go to a church and you never sense the presence of God? Does that mean He's not there? No, He's there. Well, why don't you sense His presence more? Because He's not pleased with everything that's going on. Did you hear me? He's not invited. He's not being yielded to that degree. I want us to yield to the presence of God. I want us to do things in such a way that it is no hindrance to Him at all. But He is pleased with it. So that the power just gets cranked up and turned up. Turned up. The presence gets turned up until when people come in to visit the church, when they get to the Branson city limits, the power fills their car. And they think, glory to God. God is here. Yes, He is. God is everywhere. But He's not manifest everywhere. Right? And here's an answer. And the next step in us having a greater manifestation of the presence of God in our services and in our lives. In James 5, this is what we're beginning on, and this is where we're going. We're going to talk about prayer. Prayer. The Lord has dealt with me. This is the next emphasis in our spiritual development. Prayer. And we're not going to be religious about it. We're going to get in the Bible about it. Amen? And we're going to talk about prayer. We're going to teach about prayer. We're going to meditate on not what man thinks about prayer, what God said about prayer. And we're going to pray. And we're going to increase in prayer. Amen? We're going to have more people praying about more things, more directions and ways. And you're going to do more praying at home. I said, and you're going to do more praying at home. And you're not going to have to make yourself do it. You're going to desire to do it. Yeah. You're going to get hungry to be with God more and draw closer to Him. Amen. And pray with more effectiveness and more results. Amen. Prayer is a wonderful thing. Well, in James, the fifth chapter, James chapter 5, and verse 15, he said, the prayer of faith, the what? Prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord will raise him up, and if he's committed sins, they'll be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and what? Pray one for another that you may be healed. What if somebody's sick? Can you pray for them? Could you expect them to be healed when you pray?
Yes.
Yeah. Someone says, well, we just pray, Lord, heal them if it be thy will. And if not thy will, then you didn't pray the prayer of faith. Did you hear me? Because you have to know the will of God in order to pray the prayer of faith. Like one individual said, I believe it was F.F. Bosworth, he said, faith begins where the will of God is known. He said, pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. How many believe that?
Amen.
Let me read that to you in the Amplified. In the Amplified it says, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. Anybody like that besides me? What were we just talking about? We were talking about the presence of God. We were talking about power filling up the cars before they get in the parking lot. Tremendous power available. What affects that? Prayer. Prayer. Now, God does it. But He is allowed to do it in the earth as a response to our praying. So we don't give the glory to our praying. Right? But praying is a part. He said, the earnest. Everybody repeat these words after me. Earnest.
Earnest.
Heartfelt.
Heartfelt.
Continued.
Continued.
See, prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Tremendous power available. Man, we're not through reading the text yet, and I'm already getting happy. Tremendous power available. I like power. Do you like power? I like power. I like being able to push a big heavy bar. I like a car that's got power under the hood. Do you? I like a dog that's got power. I like a boat that's got power. I like it when you race the engine, the windows vibrate. Power. But there ain't no power like the power of God. Oh, the power of the Almighty, the holy, pure, healing, delivering, joy giving, peace bringing. Hallelujah. Make you free forever. Power of the living God. What can affect that? Proper prayer. When you get to praying properly, real praying, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Let's keep reading. He said Elias, that means Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are. He's a man that made mistakes. He's a man that didn't know everything. Human, just like me and you. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Did his prayers affect the earth?
Yes.
Changed the whole weather system. Change the atmosphere. Change the cold fronts and warm fronts and flows of air and the jet stream and the moisture from the south. Change the whole deal. And the Bible says, what did that?
Prayer.
His praying. Then he prayed again. Everybody say, pray it again.
Prayer.
He prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. How many believe there's a spiritual implication and application here?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.